It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Adam Bash here again with you to talk about this hard choice, this just absolutely soul-crushing decision that I have to make to wipe what is effectively 1/365th of the planet just off the face of existence. I'm nervous for September 10th right now. I haven't looked, but I feel bad. I feel bad things might happen. But let's go back through it. September 10th, real week showing. Okay, the top three celebrity birthdays on September 10th were Ryan Phillippe, Arnold Palmer, and number one, Joe Perry, guitarist for Aerosmith. So now we're going to match up. We're going to say, you know, they already got shown the door once yesterday, largely on the back of Ludacris. And so here we are, September 12th. We're going to throw out a couple of honorable mentions. We haven't done that a lot as of late because it's been kind of weekday after weekday. But there are a few of them today, so we'll go through a couple of them. Joey Pantoliano. There it is. Joey Pants, you know. He was good in The Sopranos. Great in Goonies. Pretty good in Matrix, okay? Joey Pants. Let's see, who else? Amy Yazbek. Everybody remember Wings? She was on Wings, I guess. I remember that much. I don't think she ever did anything after Wings, which is why she's firmly in that honorable mention category. I'll also throw out there, I'm going to throw out there a few more that may surprise you that they are honorable mentions. So this kind of tells you something about the power that is working with, that we're working with today, okay? Hans Zimmer, right? You can't listen to a soundtrack from the 90s and not have some Hans in there. And 80s as well. I mean, prolific. Jennifer Hudson. You may remember her from American Idol, or you may remember her from like dominating Broadway after American Idol. Yao Ming, a very, very tall Chinese man. That's always fun. So these are some of the... Jesse Owens. Jesse Owens was born on September 12th. Okay, so I mean, like, some real powerhouses. Barry fucking White was born on September 12th. This is one of those, like, deep bench days. This is one of those days that's, like, if you look down the list, there's few stars, like, superstars, but there's a lot of respectable 2-3s in there, okay? Maybe getting a little greedy September 12th. Well, share some with the rest of us, right? Okay, let's go through this, okay? Number three, Jason Statham, okay? Now, Jason Statham, devilishly handsome, great accent, likes to punch people in the face. You remember the Transporter movies. You remember the Italian Job. You remember, was he even in? Yeah, he was in the Italian Job. You remember Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. He's great in Snatch. He's great in all these films. I like Jason Statham, generally speaking. I think he's a good addition to most movies. There's not a lot of movies where I would think he could be easily replaced by some other actor. There's plenty of movies where I'm like, gosh, you know what this needs? Jason Statham. So great, great volley right off the bat. You know, we've had days where the 3-2-1 was real strong. This is pretty strong starting off, okay? Number two, Louis C.K., okay? Louis C.K., screenwriter, actor, comedian, kind of a renaissance man these days. He's got a lot of play off of the fact that he doesn't like his family and he readily admits he's ugly. And that self-deprecating form of humor, it really works for him. So, I mean, I generally like his humor. I have liked his humor for quite some time. I suppose it probably dates back to, well, Dr. Katz was probably the first time I had seen Louis C.K. on anything. And so, yeah, I mean, a good number two, respectable number two. I'm going to surprise you here by mentioning the fact that Jason Statham and Louis C.K. both born the same day, same time. Not necessarily the same time. Same day, same year. We'll just say that. Both born in 67. Okay. September 12th, 1967 was a busy day. In so much that two babies were born. One of them was born in England and one of them was born in D.C. So I don't know that the nurses had to rush or anything. Okay. Anyway, number one, most popular and famous and influential celebrity born on September 12th. Well, boy, we just got done with yesterday talking about Ludacris. And what saved Ludacris? What saved Ludacris's day? His involvement in the Fast and Furious franchise of movies, right? Well, what would you think then if I shuffled onto the plate today someone who is perhaps second only to Vin Diesel, single-handedly responsible for the success of the Fast and the Furious franchise of movies? And that's right, September 12th, 1973, Glendale, Arizona, Mommy and Daddy Walker welcomed Paul into this world. Paul Walker, ladies and gentlemen, September 12th baby. All right, so there's no argument here, I don't think, to be had. Joe Perry, I feel bad for you. September 10th in general, I feel bad for you that twice you've been shown the door by the Fast and the Furious. But they're fast and they're furious, and you can't see it, but I'm shrugging at this point because really, what else were you expecting? How did you see this going, September 10th? It's not even a contest. Paul Walker wins. Louis C.K. wins. Jason Statham wins. Any of those as number one, probably would have pulled this off, honestly. If I'm being 100% honest, 3-2-1, any of them could have pulled it off. Okay? So, it's not the strongest 3-2-1 that we've seen ever, but it's pretty strong. Pretty fierce. And I don't know. We're going to be back again tomorrow to see if September 10th can maybe put a decent show forward. You know, they don't have to win, but maybe come close. How would that feel, September 10th? Would that feel good to maybe come close in one of these things? I guess you came a little close with Ludacris, but man, not close enough, because here you still are on the chopping block. And I'll see you back here tomorrow to match up against September 13th. See how you do. I'm not holding out hope. All right. See you tomorrow on This Day is History.